Welcome to your Sunday Reader. Today we'll be discussing the readings for Pentecost 2007. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together, and suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as a fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in different tongues, as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works, O Lord. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord be glad in his works. Pleasing to him be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. If you take away their breath, they perish and return to their dust. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, we welcome you here today as we discuss the readings for Pentecost. Most of us know that Pentecost comes 50 days after Easter, and we relate it to a Christian feast. But Father Mark, can you tell us a little bit about the Jewish roots of the feast?
Well, I guess, because when we look at that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles,
It says that when the time of Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. So obviously it was something that they were very familiar with as a Jewish community. And it lies in the connection to the Jewish feast of gathering in the grain harvest that would have been planted around the time of the Passover. And so Pentecost would have been celebrated 50 days after Passover. And so as a faith community that praised God, they would have taken their first harvest and offered that to God at Pentecost after 50 days of the season. And so that's where we see the beginnings of this Pentecost. It then took on a different significance in their history about giving the law at Sinai, at Mount Sinai, when the law was given to Moses. And so now it becomes a time for when they are recognizing themselves as a people, as a community gathered as Israel, you know, gathered as God's people. So now we see it being appropriated to a Christian community where now what we celebrate it as is the giving of the Holy Spirit to the Christian community, which is the life force, or we've even called it even the baptism of the church, the birth of the church, I guess you could say, of the Catholic Church, you know, so that the giving of the Holy Spirit is where we come into an age now. You know, we had the age of the Israelites, we had the age of Christ, and now we have the age of the Church, where the Church is now sent on mission with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that's where Pentecost comes from.
That's pretty cool. I think I had heard that someplace before, but I had completely forgot about it. It's easy to think that we're just us, and we forget our roots, that our roots are much deeper, and they go back thousands and thousands of years. So it's important, and it adds a lot of depth to the understanding of the feast itself.
It does. Yeah, I was thinking as we read that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles that you know, people were hearing the apostles speak in their own native tongue. You know, so we've heard mm-hmm. of that the phrase speaking in tongues. And thinking about us as a Catholic Church, there is a movement, the charismatic movement, that is a celebration of the gift of speaking in tongues. And I know people who have attended masses here in the diocese for the charismatic renewal and have talked about people speaking in tongues there. I have never myself been to one. But it must be very interesting to be able to be in that kind of experience, which speaks to, I guess, the breadth and depth and length of the church, that we can be nourished in many different ways, so that the gift of this Holy Spirit, although it's from one source, gives us so many different gifts. So I think of, you know, people who may go to the Charismatic Renewal Mass, or others who may be into Cursillo movement, or others who want to go to a Latin Mass. People are nourished and fed by the Spirit in many different ways, and when they gather in the presence of the Spirit, that is the life-giving Spirit, they are nourished by God in the way that feeds them.
That's a really important thing for us to remember, because I think we tend to think, oh, only my way is the right way, everybody else is just wrong, and we think, oh, God doesn't do things like that, He only works this way, and that's just putting God in a box and saying and limiting His power, when in reality He is so much bigger than any of us could ever understand.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Love that reading from Paul to the Corinthians today about, you know, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. And I think that, you know, we can certainly see that manifested in our church today. I think of, you know, people who are missionaries and who go all over the world to spread the good news of the gospel, but others who stay here right in their local town and in their local parish, and the ones who maybe pray at adoration, you know, their mm-hmm. gift of Spirit is to have such a prayer life, you know, so they spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament and praying, while others are out preaching the good news in other parts of the world. You know, and I think it's just wonderful to see that that the Spirit is manifested in so many ways. And what I think Pentecost should really help us to do is to appreciate the gifts that we have been given by God that are manifestations of that Spirit.
Yeah, when you were talking about the people that stay at home, I'm always amazed. It's like when you go into church and you see the women that are there praying every single day, and they say, oh, I can't do very much, and they so diminish their own gifts, and I stand in awe of them, that they can sit for hours and hours and just pray, and I have trouble finding 10 or 15 minutes here and there.
I know. You know, sometimes our days get very busy. You know, and I think, you know, that you're right. It gives us a greater appreciation of the people that are in our community. I think of the woman here at St. Mary's who every day she comes to Mass, and usually after Mass she's in church and she's praying her Stations of the Cross, and mm-hmm. she's praying those right around the church every day. And I just know that she's a very prayerful woman, and that is her gift. That is her gift yeah. of the Spirit, you know?
And she's so encouraging about when she'll see me, she'll say, oh, you're doing such a good job, and this and that. And it's because she is in touch with the community life. She's not locked in her own prayer, just her and God, but she sees it that it is her and God and everyone else. And I think that's so awesome about this particular woman. It's neat.
It's true. And I think of the people who go to the local food pantry
right.
and who prepare daily meals for people in the community here with food that's donated by the local grocery stores. And they are the ones who just, they get so much out of feeding people, not only with food, but with their presence. And they themselves, I know, I've talked with them, and they have received spiritual nourishment from being in that environment of feeding others and being fed themselves. And that is their gift of the Spirit, too, to be able to go out and to preach the good news in the actions that they do.
It's so neat to think about how all of this, for us, started back in this little room when they were all huddled together, sort of afraid, and in comes Jesus, and who breathes on him. And our joke always is here, did Jesus have coffee breath or anything like that? Whenever I read that, I sort of snicker to myself.
Well, and as he says it twice in the Gospel from John, you know, peace be with you. And I think that he's assuring his community and us that, you know, go celebrate and use the gifts that you have. You know, do it in a way that brings peace to the world. And that doesn't mean that there's going to be the absence of war and there isn't going to be any tension in life, but that we should go forward with the assurance and the confidence and the love and support of our God, who sends us forth with these wonderful gifts of the Holy Spirit that allow us to be a very peaceful presence in our community.
My last thought for today is, you can have one after me, Father Mark, but
sure.
I was reading this guy that was talking about the readings, and he was saying that this Feast of Pentecost becomes like a second Genesis. We have in the first Genesis in the Bible when God's creating the world and he creates life and he creates light. And then in this, it's almost like it's a fulfilling of that. Jesus is sending them out. He's given them the Holy Spirit to be with them to go and spread the light and spread this new life. And I thought that was a really cool image to think about.
Kind of a rebirth, you know.
Right, yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I think we've reached the end of our discussion time. It's funny how that when it's just you and I, our time goes, we end so much earlier than when Brian's here. I have no idea why that could be.
I have a reason, but I won't say.
Well, we hope that you have a great week and that you'll join us next week. Have a great week. God bless.